Born on May 31, 1930, in San Francisco, Clint Eastwood is a towering figure in cinema. As an actor, director, producer, and composer, he has left an indelible mark on the history of film over a career spanning more than six decades. Now, at 93, he is set to take on a final challenge with his 40th feature film as a director, Juror No. 2, a legal thriller that promises to delve into a profound moral dilemma. Eastwood first gained fame in the 1960s with Sergio Leone's spaghetti western trilogy, A Fistful of Dollars, For a Few Dollars More, and The Good, the Bad and the Ugly. He embodied a new type of hero, lonely, taciturn and ambiguous. His character, the man with no name, instantly became iconic. In the 1970s, he cemented his star status with the role of Inspector Harry Callahan in the Dirty Harry series, redefining the police film genre. But Clint Eastwood was not content to stay in front of the camera. In 1971, he moved behind it to direct play Misty for Me. This marked the beginning of a prolific directing career that would make him one of the most respected filmmakers of his generation. His minimalist style, straightforward narratives, and penchant for complex characters became his trademarks. Over the decades, Eastwood has alternated between mainstream films and more personal projects, easily transitioning from westerns, The Outlaw Josie Wales, Unforgiven, to dramas, The Bridges of Madison County, Mystic River, war films, Letters from Iwo Jima, and biopics, Bird, Invictus. He has also challenged his own image, notably in Gran Torino, where he plays a racist, misanthropic veteran. His career has been crowned with both critical and public success. Four of his films have won the Oscar for Best Picture, Unforgiven, Million Dollar Baby, Flags of Our Fathers, Gran Torino, and he himself has received two Oscars for Best Director. But beyond the awards, it is the consistency of his work that impresses, his ability to continually reinvent himself while staying true to his favorite themes, solitude, redemption, the burden of the past. Eastwood has also surrounded himself with talented collaborators, both in front of and behind the camera. He has launched or revived the careers of numerous actors, from Hilary Swank to Morgan Freeman, Gene Hackman, and Sean Penn. He has also worked with great cinematographers like Jack N. Green and Tom Stern, who have helped shape his distinctive visual style. Now, at 93, Clint Eastwood has lost none of his passion for cinema. In 2021, he directed and starred in Cry Macho, the story of a former cowboy tasked with bringing his ex-boss's troubled son back from Mexico. Released during the pandemic, the film did not achieve the expected success but demonstrates the incredible vitality of its creator. And Eastwood does not plan to stop there. He is currently directing what could be his final film, Juror No. 2. This legal thriller, whose script is still under wraps, features a prestigious cast including Nicholas Hoult, Toni Collette, Zoe Deutsch, and Kiefer Sutherland. Filming began this summer in Georgia, and photos show a smiling, energetic Clint Eastwood on set. What does Eastwood's 40th film have in store for us? One thing is certain, it will be watched closely, like every new work by this giant of cinema. Because Clint Eastwood is not just a survivor, one of the last great icons of Hollywood's golden age. He is an artist who has never stopped questioning himself, taking risks, pushing boundaries. His journey commands respect and admiration. As the curtain slowly begins to fall on his remarkable career, Clint Eastwood shows us that he still has stories to tell, emotions to share.